Time anomalies have been with us ever since time travel was introduced back around the year 2010. Yet many people know very little about this scientific phenomenon. Today's incident in the Sahara Corn Belt has brought the issue back to light. What is a time anomaly, and do they really exist?
There's not a doubt in my mind that we're dealing with a major time anomaly, a rip in the very fabric of time.
I'm in Karnak Bronson with another look at time anomalies next on KBCO.
My name is Bob. I'm one of those people that went to business college right out of high school. Well, they taught me all about flow sheets, capital gains, profit margins, and management skills. Trouble is, away from work, I couldn't hold a conversation. Sure, I made a lot of money, but I'm bored. And I'm boring.
The Left Bank School of Letters may be just what you're looking for. The sociological climate is right, and thousands of new jobs are opening up daily for those with an understanding of the arts and humanities. Plus, people who can hold a conversation are in demand at parties, conventions, and are usually first in line for promotions. After just 2 short weeks, you'll be reading James Joyce and understanding it. New classes are forming sometime soon at the Left Bank School of Letters, where we give you something to think about.
Some scientists are saying today's incident in the Sahara Corn Belt may have been the result of a major time anomaly. Tom Jakes is a temporal aberration expert with the Interplan research team looking into this morning's incident. We asked him what exactly a time anomaly is.
Now, the only way to discuss the nature of time in simple terms is by analogy. The past is like a piece of cloth constantly being woven by the present. Time is the loom. To travel into the past, we locate the place in the cloth we want to visit. Then we put the loom on hold and apply enough energy to move there. If the energy is wrong, time anomalies result. They're like folds or wrinkles in the cloth. This time, it appears that the energy was so wrong that it tore a hole in the fabric of time.
If indeed a time anomaly has occurred, it's of a magnitude we've never seen before, says Jakes.
The time anomalies we've seen before have all been minor time overlaps. An Italian housewife hears cheers, looks out the window, and sees a procession of Roman chariots entering the Colosseum, that sort of thing. Like ghosts or mirages from another time. They don't last very long, and they have no substance. This occurrence in the Corn Belt is totally new to us. We sent a research team in to investigate, and they vanished, so we know it's not just a mirage. It's also much larger than anything we've seen. It's as if something ripped 20,000 square kilometers out of our time.
Gee, ain't it funny how time just slips away.
While Tom Jakes firmly believes a major time anomaly occurred this morning along the Sahara Corn Belt, there are those who don't believe time anomalies exist at all. One of those is Leonard Abbas with the Cairo Institute for the Study of Chronological Phenomenon.
It's possible to carry an analogy too far. It's all well and good to speak of a rip in the fabric of time, as if it were a piece of cloth. But the fact is, it's not. Time is much more elastic than that. What people are suggesting would be like trying to put a hole in the ocean.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Abbas says even if time anomalies did exist, there is no way that one could be as large as the one reported to have occurred this morning. Tom Jakes, of course, disagrees. With another look at time anomalies, I'm in Karnak Bronson on KBCO.
This is KBCO, AM and FM Boulder, taking you back 50 years to our beginnings in the 1980s.
Let the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me dance.
Paul Hewson with a couple of more records with that old... Yeah, hear it? That's a little scratchy. The old vinyl. But it's Intervention Day. We can play those old records. CSN with Dark Star from 1977. Neil Young rejoined CSN in 1987. The band toured the world that year and then disbanded for good at the end of the tour. Only member who continued to record was David Crosby. He went on to win a Grammy for his album Straight Life in 1990. KBCO with an advisory from the National Center for Atmospheric Research. I don't know what these guys are doing here today. It's Intervention Day, for goodness sake, but they're testing some new weather modification equipment, and that's what's causing these clouds that have moved in. And they're also advising us that there'll be falling temperatures, light snow overnight. Now, however, there's not going to be snow in Castle Rock, and that's good news. That's where the Intervention Day Festival of Raspberries is going on.
Hey, buddy, want to visit medieval England? I got a great special on 16th century Spain.
Sure, you can find bargains on deep time travel, but is it worth the risk of materializing in the middle of the Spanish Inquisition?
¿Cómo está usted?
Go with a name you can trust. Deep Past Outfitters, offering complete, safe, and guaranteed deep time excursions every when. The best guides, maps, preparation techniques, and 2 decades of experience. Imagine the possibilities. Deep Past Outfitters, we give you all the time in the world.
Back in the fall of 2025, the High Glider told you about the virtues of the MW Shields. A cleaner, faster glide with greater dynamic realism and less wind in your face. Most local glide shops paid no attention. Today, the High Glider is the area's top expert on state-of-the-art gliding accessories. Come in and let the High Glider demonstrate the MW Shield on a top-of-the-line demi-glass board. The High Glider can also outfit your glide board with specialty running lights, flange covers, outside anti-flash bars, and other custom design accessories. You've been to the rest, now come to the best. The High Glider in Pena Plaza, more than just a glide board store. Open weeknights till 9.
KBCO Boulder, serving the greater Sol system and elsewhere in the galaxy via translators, including Link BC-097C, in the Capella system.
The news from Capella is the continuing centrifugal deterioration of the double planets, round 1 and 2. Observers are uncertain of the orbital ramifications to the rest of the system. For further information, call KBCO at 442-9000.
You ever listen to these oldies and wonder, if they're still alive, what are they doing today? Bruce Hornsby and The Range. Steve Winwood before that, Why You See a Chance, Take It. Jonathan St. John on KBCO on Intervention Day.
KBCO Earthside News, April 1st, 2027.
Intervention Day, of course, normally a time when the entire globe kicks back and takes it easy for a day. Government offices closed and all the bureaucrats are making speeches today, usually. But this year seems like lots of bureaucrats are working on the problem over in the Corn Belt of Sahara. Something's always spoiling the best-made plans, eh, Hadley?
Isn't that the truth? We have some new information, new revelations. In the wake of the time anomaly that's now imperiling most of Europe, there appears to be mounting suspicion that the Dondo Corporation seriously downplayed the potential for abuse of its portable time shifters in at least 3 temporal impact statements. Although no official charges have been made, there has been an across-the-board recall of all Dondo time enhancement products, particularly the Dondo Portatime shifter. Expert opinion remains divided, but is increasingly leaning toward the belief that a Portatime shifter is responsible for the anomaly. Dondo officials have been unavailable for comment. This is Hedley Thomas for KBCO News.
You're listening to a radio program dealing with the subject of time. This is a KBCO radio presentation and not an actual time anomaly. There's no need to contact Interplanet Control with an anomaly alert.
It's one of the bands that has aged well over the years. Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb, Intervention Day from KBCO. By the way, which one is Pink? Jonathan St. John in the afternoon, a lot of calls. To hear from Fang again with the weather changing, we want to keep you up to date with the latest.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
How you doing, Fang? Weather's turned a little funky. Can you give us the latest weather program?
Would you like a little idle chit-chat first?
Okay, sure. What do you want to chit-chat about?
Rainbows.
Rainbows, okay. I haven't seen a good rainbow since last spring.
Me either. Enough chit-chat. Here's the weather. The area weather program has been altered for tonight. Cool seasonal weather has been selected, and the change is occurring as we speak. Tonight, light snow, but not cold enough to freeze aqueducts. Overnight low, -3 Celsius. It will be windy.
You got any bead on the weekend for us, Fang?
The Weather Service is planning warmer weather for the weekend.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Fang, the friendly atmospheric news generator. I'm sure we'll be checking in with him if the weather pattern continues.
Good talking with you, Jonathan.
At least it was nice for the Intervention Day parade earlier.
Gravitational control. Not so long ago, it was considered science fiction. This year's Lightrex Mark III achieves a new level of transportation sophistication. Shuttlecraft magazine says the Mark III has the best anti-grav isolation of any of its kind. And this includes the H4s, 6s, and 7s. This year's model has all the features you've come to expect from the Lightrex line. From the handcrafted Zinjin leather seats to the unified field control by Vectron. Lightrex Mark III with more room, more power, and an improved shielding system that will set industry standards for years to come. Take a test drive this weekend and the kids can enjoy a day at Cosmic Worlds Amusement Park on us. Here in Boulder, it's Nebula Lightrex Sales and Service at 118th and Arapaho, the Valley's oldest and most respected Lightrex dealer.
The year is 1969.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
58 years ago, this song was at the top of the charts. The Rolling Stones from 1969 on KBCO.
KBCO Earthside News, April 1st, 2027.
Coming up on our next newscast, a rip in time stretching from Australia to Nigeria. KBCO's Gary Frank is in Nigeria.
From here I can see the sweep of the Niger River as it bends toward the sea, but it's a Niger transformed. It winds through marshes and tree-high ferns. Giant insects and prehistoric pterodactyls fly through the air. Behind me you can hear the bellow of a Tyrannosaurus. It seems confused and somehow contained by the anomaly boundary, and so it screams in rage at this baffling rip in its reality. The expansion of the anomaly has stopped, for the time being, and though I intended no pun, the phrase "for the time being" has to take on new meaning here. Reporting live from Nigeria, this is Gary Frank on KBCO.
We'll have more on the time anomaly, including a report from David Paris aboard Space Station Alpha on our next Earthside News. This is Hedley Thomas on KBCO.
I hope he had a camera when that Tyrannosaurus Rex wandered by. That would be something to see. Intervention Day Oldies on KBCO. Bill Withers. Good afternoon, I'm Jonathan St. John. Ruby Solo coming in at 7.5 kronars. We go live to the CU Trivia Bowl coming up next, and soon we'll also get a traffic update and a Max Headroom memory.
It's back, and just in time for the holidays. It's Francis Cook Pilatidis multi-sensory epic Intervention Day, winner of 37 Nebula Awards and the J.L. Morris Award for Historical Realism. This colossal multi has delighted audiences across the galaxy. It's the true story of the first Intervention Day back in 1999, when Earth was saved from nuclear annihilation by alien intervention.
People of Earth, we have been more than patient.
Critic Mark Rogers says the scene where the missiles are snatched from the air and the Galactian spaceships appear may be the most exhilarating moment ever captured. This Intervention Day, treat your whole family to the multi-sensory experience that's been a box office smash for 2 decades. Felix Ruddlehouse and Anne Turin star in Intervention Day, a multi that made history about a day that changed the world.
A Mark John Dinglemeyer production.
I think I've seen it about 4 times. It's great. KBCO takes you live now to the Trivia Bowl, the Pat Sajak Trivia Dome on the University of Colorado campus. This event continues to outdraw CU football, basketball, and tri-li combined. So let's listen in as the teams try to answer questions about music, TV shows, undersea sports, and just general fun galaxy facts. Dan Rector Jr. is the quizmaster.
Let's start round 2, teams. Evelyn Wood speed freaks read Einstein's theory of relativity backwards are in the lead. You're playing for a 20-point bonus question. What was the final music video played on the old TV channel MTV?
Lemmings on the brink of a black hole. Davis.
It was 1990 and it was Uh-Oh Radio killed a video star.
Right. Now watch your wrist monitors. Who is this man and what sports distinction does he hold?
It's Umbali. Umbali.
Yeah, it's Umbali Mubuela, the first man to break the three-minute mile at the Pueblo Summer Olympics in 1996.
Yes, and that puts you in the lead. Lemmings on the brink of a black hole.
I knew that one. Might want to try some of your own trivia. See if you can name this singer from the 20th century. We've got an Intervention Day party going on at KBCO.
Normally, Intervention Day is a day of great fun, but Hedley, I got to tell you, this time anomaly, a rip in time. I'm nervous. I don't know. What's the latest on the time anomaly? You're keeping us updated.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of people are nervous. That rip in time has now engulfed most of Europe and Africa. It's again on the move. David Paris is aboard Space Station Alpha.
This is David Paris aboard Space Station Alpha. The central observation dome here has been turned into an alternate control center to help with the flood of incoming shuttles. I'm looking at the night side of Earth, a sight we've all seen many times before, but along the time anomaly, a ragged arc of daylight cuts through the darkness, illuminating pieces of continents in its glow. Up until a short time ago, the arc ended where it met the Atlantic, in Africa on the south and Scandinavia on the north. But then, a swath of daylight cut across Greenland. Now we can plainly see arcs beginning to move down into Canada and up through southern Brazil. It's suddenly apparent that the anomaly is not an arc, but a rapidly closing circle. Meanwhile, the phenomenon has widened to more than 3,500 kilometers, enveloping the British Isles in the process. KBCO's Helen Johnson was aboard the last shuttle out of London before Geldof Spaceplex was closed. She's down in the landing bay now. Helen?
I'm here, David, and I can tell you I feel pretty damn lucky about it. As we were lifting off, I got a glimpse of what happens inside the anomaly. It had been closing in from the north, and it was just reaching London as we were cleared to lift. We almost didn't make it. The turbulence was unbelievable. Flashes of storms and sunlight and fog. Then a searchlit night sky with fighter planes battling it out around us. Soon that was gone, and we could look down and see the Spanish Armada burning in the channel. A moment of total disorientation, and we broke free. Nothing behind us but fog and silence.
KBCO's Helen Johnson. Will the circle continue to close? It's difficult to say, but we'll definitely keep on top of it. From Space Station Alpha, this is David Paris on KBCO.
Thank you, David. For those of us in Colorado, it's a little early to tell what all this means.
I think it means it's coming right at us, Hedley.
No need to be an alarmist, Ruby. All day long, the time anomaly's movement has been irregular at best, and it's impossible to predict its exact path. I'll let you know if there's any change. This is Hedley Thomas for KBCO News.
Ruby Solo covering the North American night side on KBCO Space Star 6. And yes, more information upcoming regarding the time anomaly soon with Hedley Thomas.
Since the advent of intergalactic commerce, whole new levels of communications problems have arisen.
I understand you export a lot of wood products. Excuse me?
There are at present 796 million different languages in everyday business use, and obviously no one can be expected to know them all.
No, wood products, wood products, wood.
Wood.
39 different planets in this sector, and they give me the one with gibberish as its native language.
Luckily, there is an alternative, Intergalactic Communication Specialists. We make it our business to prepare you to do business in whatever language it takes. Our electro-subliminal deep sleep preparation techniques are recognized around the galaxy as state-of-the-art. Learn an entire language while you sleep in 2 to 4 weeks. Learn enough to get by within less than a week. Intergalactic Communication Specialists. Don't get caught unprepared.
Excuse me, Zemus. Woodwood.
What is this stuff?
Woodwood.
Do I eat it or put it on my hair?
Ruby Solo in at KBCO. Hedley Thomas has just rushed into the studio. Hedley, the time anomaly, what is going on?
We've just been informed that the time anomaly has been neutralized. Interplan time runners have successfully located and disabled the device responsible for the most massive time disruption in history. We now join KBCO's David Paris on location in Sahariana.
I'm in the temporal physics laboratory at Mandela University. It was here that a group of undergraduate students accidentally short-circuited the time-space continuum, causing a major time anomaly. I'm with Interplan time runner Tom Jakes, and in front of us is a standard microcomputer that has obviously undergone extensive modifications. It seems hard to believe that such a small device could throw half the world into something out of a bad science fiction novel.
Well, David, what we see here is it affects just the control board, hooked in line to a Dondo portable time shifter. What really amazes me is the way these students hooked into three different power sources to run this thing. If anything, they had too much power.
Do we know what they were trying to do?
Yes, we do. The computer screen is exactly as we found it here. Apparently, they wanted to travel back in time to April 1st, 1987, though why anyone would want to go there is beyond me. Well, here, let's look at the full program.
No! Don't touch that!